are the man. And we need all the sexy ladies to report on the dance floor. And you know my slogan. No fighting in the
no. You can't do it. You want to talk to Chris? Look at that. Again, we appreciate Zena Thomas for coming on. Against Radiance Float and Wellness. 314-736-4736. www.radiancestl.com. Doc, she said to you, when are you coming in? When are you going
well,
in?
Well, we got to go. I want to float.
What do you want to do?
I want to float.
Have you floated before?
No.
Either way.
I'm into it.
So am I. So Stephen Curry, he thinks he's, you know, all that because he floats. We're going to get into it.
He's got his own private floater. So
does he?
Yeah.
Can you buy one at home?
Yeah.
What's a float cost? 60 grand? 50?
Yeah, ours
40?
Is about 50.
Really?
Well, maybe not.
Nah.
we'll use Zena's.
Yeah. We'll use Zena's instead.
Please do, yeah.
Make an appointment today, 314-736-4736. I want to continue our conversation with Chris Carr, who played in the NBA for how many seasons?
7 years.
And now you're an assistant coach with Kansas State University.
Yes.
You're in town.
Yep.
We can't talk about recruiting, but you're probably doing a number of things, and I would imagine you found yourself in a gym at some point in time while you were here, right?
Yeah, a few.
Your experience in the NBA, how would you describe it? I mean, did you love it? Was it a dream come true? I mean, how much fun did you have?
Started off fun.
When does it become a business, you know?
your second contract negotiation.
Okay.
It becomes a business, and you just see the other side of it. The competition with guys at your position, guys that are getting paid more than you, getting to play even though they're not as talented as you are, those type of things. But in terms of just the game itself, man, it's a great game. But it's one of those things. It's a business. And mm-hmm. at the end of the day, it's about having the best product on the court, and the guys that you're paying to do the job is the guys you're going to play.
So who'd you play for?
Got drafted by the Phoenix Suns.
Okay.
Played 3 years in Minnesota. Got traded to New Jersey. Then played for the Chicago Bulls, Boston Celtics. And then my last season, I started the year with the Cleveland Cavaliers when LeBron James was a rookie.
Okay. And so was Larry Hughes there too at the time or no?
Nope. Larry was still in Philly.
He was still in Philly.
Yeah.
All right. So playing in Minnesota, I mean, it was a relatively young franchise, right?
Yeah. I mean, it was one of the original expansion franchises. So whenever I got there in 1996-97, it was my second year, Kevin Garnett's second year, and they traded Ray Allen for Stephon Marbury. Tom Gugliotta, who was 5 years into the league.
Good player.
Cherokee Parks, who was also in my draft class.
Okay.
So had a pretty young nucleus, but managed to be four games above 500, make the playoffs.
Wow.
And it was good.
So out of all the franchises you played for, give us which franchise you think handled the players the best, was the easiest to play for, and who was the worst to play for?
Just go right for it.
We just want to know. We just want to know who was the worst. Yeah. We don't care who was the best.
I want to know who the best was too.
don't eat it. Don't ease into it. Just go right for it. I would probably say that the Chicago Bulls was the best franchise, top to bottom, but they had won multiple championships.
And Jordan had just left when you were there?
Yes, he had been gone 1 year prior.
Okay.
And, you know, so from a standpoint of professionalism, first-class organization, how they treated the players, everything, they were top shelf. Phoenix was very, very good also. My rookie year with Jerry Colangelo, he was another first-class guy, so I'd probably say those were probably 1 and 1A.
You just missed all the great era. I mean, they went to the finals in 93. They had Charles Barkley and Kevin Johnson and Dan Marley and all these guys. You know, then you go to Chicago, Jordan Lee. So they bring him in to replace all the big dogs. See, that's what happens.
Yeah.
See?
I don't know if replace or refresh.
How good – I mean, how much of a freak of an athlete was Kevin Garnett, though? I mean, as a seven-footer, when you saw what he could do – I mean, he's one of my favorite players ever to watch because you didn't see too many players of his size do what he did before him, if ever.
Right. And I would say that probably the thing about Kevin is he was going to play his way. Mm. He was a very throwback-type superstar.
Yeah.
Because he is unselfish, going to make the right basketball play. in terms of his physical attributes, his physical attributes were pretty good. His desire to win, his passion for the game is what separated him. There's a lot of guys that were as athletic or more athletic, but when you put in that fire, the heart, the desire. I remember a lot of days when Flip would – we'd be in a little bit of a rut, and so he had split starters and subs up. And we're going to scrimmage. Mm. And you did not want to be on his team if he lost because you're not leaving practice. I mean, literally, we're going again. Flip, no, we got a game tomorrow. No, F that, this mother, blah, 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 beep, 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 you know, and we're going again and again.
We got to get out of here in just a minute, but can you say the same thing about Marbury or no?
No, Stefan was about getting money.
Yeah.
And that was probably his biggest.
He's like us, Doc. I mean, you know. Well, that's our kind of guy right there, Stefan Marbury now.
Yeah. No, Steph was very talented, but. You know, that's my biggest concern about Kyrie Irving.
Uh-huh.
Because we've seen this play out before.
Yeah.
And I want to be my own guy. I want to be the guy. I want to be a franchise. And forces a trade to a team. It's different whenever it's like coaching. When you're an assistant coach or the assistant surgeon.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, you're great. Scalpel. Hand it to him.
Right.
Hand him the stuff. So if there's a mistake, oh, hey, this dude screwed up.
Right.
But the minute that you move over one seat, and it falls on you,
mm-hmm.
Boy. That's a lot to wear, and I hope that he knows what he's doing. So Stefan did that, and it didn't work out well for him. And you know, I hope Kyrie
sells his shoes for cheap, though, man. So I like that about him.
Right? Well, cheaper than all the other superstars, definitely.
Hey, thanks a lot for coming in. Appreciate it. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
And
appreciate it.
Doc brings in, man, all the heavy hitters, and we appreciate that as always, Doc. Thanks for doing that. U.S. Center for Sports Medicine. What's that phone number again?
314-909-1666.
909-1666.
Ask for Carla.
There you go.
Ask for Carla.
Doc, have a great rest of your week. Thanks as always, man.
Chris, thanks for coming, buddy.
Thank you for having me.
Always great to work with all of you. For Matt Dahlberg, rhymes with Wahlberg, but it's Dahlberg, our engineer here in the house, Giamatti, back in studio. Charlie Tuna, my brother from another mother, comes up next here on 590 The Fan. Have a great night, St. Louis.